It was predicted, but it has still been nerve-wracking waiting to learn who will be the next president of the United States. As mail-in vote counting continues in a number of key states, Wisconsin officials now say they are nearly finished counting ballots and that Joe Biden has a slim lead in that state of 20,000 votes. That's under 1%. It could qualify for a recount, which the Trump campaign says they will request.
And today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who held on to his seat, open to more election litigation, telling reporters that going to court is, quote, the way we resolve uncertainty in our country, and that in close elections, you can anticipate will end up in court. Let's bring in Aisha Roscoe, NPR White House reporter. Hey, Aisha.
Hello.
Well, let's get to those comments from McConnell in just a moment. But first, officials in Pennsylvania has described counting there as smooth. What's the latest? What do we know about the voting counting in key swing states?
Well, it's ongoing. The states are saying, states like Pennsylvania, they have been stressing that they are trying to make sure that they follow the law, that all the votes are counted, and that everything is done in a legal and transparent way. And so basically what, you know, the leaders in these states, including Nevada, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan are saying is that they're trying to count all the votes and that it just takes time because there are a lot of mail-in votes.
Yeah. What is the White House saying about potential legal action going forward?
Well, President Trump yesterday, you know, said that he was ready to go to the Supreme Court to stop voting. Now, we should be clear, voting has stopped. What's happening now is just counting of votes that were already cast. But there isn't a clear path through which he could go straight to the Supreme Court. We do see that the campaign has said that they will likely demand a recount in Wisconsin. I should point out that the former Republican governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, who is, you know, a close ally of the White House, he said that 20,000 votes, if that holds up in Wisconsin, is a very high hurdle to overcome for Trump, even with a recount.
Yeah. You know, before yesterday, many experts predicted that the president would have an edge in terms of in-person voting on Election Day. But that you can count all in mail-in ballots. Those ballots would also boost Biden. But it isn't where we're seeing exactly what many had predicted.
It is what people had predicted, but, you know, I think that people are still very much on edge because the country is very divided. But it was interesting because, you know, as we thought, in some of those southern states, you saw a bit of a blue mirage where they had counted early votes soon. You saw Biden leading at first, but ultimately, when all those Election Day votes came in, President Trump won handily in Texas, in Florida, in Ohio. Is not a southern state, but in Ohio, it looked like Biden was leading at first, and then Trump pulled it out, you know, by a large margin. And now you're kind of seeing the opposite of that happening in these Midwest states and some of these other states like Nevada, where, President Trump looked like he was leading definitely in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania with that Election Day vote. But now that they're counting those mail-in ballots, you're seeing Biden come up and start, you know, taking over the lead in some of those states. We have to wait till everything's counted, but you're seeing kind of the opposite.
Yeah. You laid this out just a bit, but can we talk about scenarios, pathways right now for Joe Biden to win and then for Trump possibly?
So Joe Biden right now, if he holds Nevada, which it has not been called yet, it's very close. If he holds Nevada, then he needs to win, you know, a combination of Michigan and, you know, in Wisconsin or Michigan and Pennsylvania, some combination of two of those three states to hold it. And that's, you know, if Georgia goes to Trump. And then for Trump, his path is a bit more narrow, especially after losing Arizona. He needs to hold, you know, flip more or hold on to that blue wall that he flipped in 2016 and, and definitely win Georgia. So those are some things that he has to try to do. But I should point out, it doesn't matter how narrow your path is. If you only need one path, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you make the path, you win. And so that's where we're at right now at this point, where there is some uncertainty about how things play out because all the votes have to be counted.
Aisha Roscoe, NPR White House reporter. Thank you so much for this update.
Thank you.